Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
Today we're going to answer questions that involve ethical dilemmas. That's one of my favorite. I love
yes.
to talk about that.
You love ethics.
I do. Well, it's the eye of the beholder, really. I mean, you know.
Ethics are in the eye of the beholder.
I mean, you're...
I heard that one.
Yeah, well, I kind of made it up. I mean, everybody, you know, people fudge it, and everybody has different... what they think is ethical. So our first question is about a possible conflict of interest. That's an ethical dilemma. And the second question concerns making a choice between part-time and full-time work, but there is a bit of a dilemma there. So let's just go to question number one, Logan.
Mm-hmm. I have an employee who's been working for my company for more than 10 years. He's very capable, but seems to have lost interest in his job. More importantly, he recently lectured for one of our competitors. I don't want him to leave, but he's pushing the limits. What do I do?
Yeah, see.
Oh.
How do you do that?
How do you lecture for a competitor?
I mean, where in your head does that sound okay?
In the I do what I want head.
So this is in the eye. See, it's in the eye of the beholder.
Yes.
Like for him, that's like that makes
nothing
that,
wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that. There's something wrong with that.
I agree. I mean, it's a conflict of interest, as you stated at the very beginning.
Right? It is. So, you know, you have to be very clear with an employee that has fudgy ethical lines
mm-hmm.
or that thinks that they can do things that are not really, they're on the edge. Because this is kind of on the edge.
So why don't you explain conflict of interest, Kathy? Because I think you're very good at describing it.
Well, okay, so I'm not prepared. So here it is.
Put you on the spot. Or anything.
Yeah, it's sort of on the spot while it's being recorded. And lots of people are going to hear it. All right, so conflict of interest is when you have a position that you're being paid for.
Yes.
So you have, let's say you have a job and you're like this person, it's their full-time job.
Yes.
Then you have to know that you have an allegiance to that
right.
organization.
A loyalty of sorts.
Right. So you can't take a project or do any kind of work for a competitor.
Right.
A competitive company that would hurt or even possibility that it might hurt the person who you work for.
Right. Mm-hmm. The company that you work for.
Right.
So speaking for a competitor is not good because it could potentially benefit that competitor.
Exactly.
More money.
Right. So there's something really wrong with this. And to me, anyone who has a staff member that thinks this is okay, I have a big question mark about that person because if they think this is okay, what else do they think is okay?
Ooh.
Right?
Yes. It's very true. Well, I also think it's one of those questions where if the person's been working there for 10 years, he or she may be, have gotten a little lazy about it, you know, or sort of taking the company for granted. They may have built up a certain level of resentment.
Ah, see, there's the therapy.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So they want...
10 years is a long time.
So this is their way
of
attacking.
And this person is very capable. So he or she, it's a he. So he may think that he's impervious to rules. You know, because you don't want to lose me.
Right.
I'm irreplaceable.
Right. So what you have to do is lay down the boundaries. What is acceptable? What isn't acceptable? I mean, first of all, that should all be documented anyway. But if it isn't, then that's when you say to the person, this is not acceptable.
Right.
And if they go, they go. I mean, you know, you don't want them anyway. See, this is a crossing the line, in my opinion, to a person not having good common sense about what's right and wrong.
Yes, mm-hmm. I agree. And I also think the problem for the employer is that they end up feeling like they're being held hostage by somebody.
Right.
And that's never a good situation.
No, it never is. And you know what happens with hostages? They never work out. Somebody gets hurt.
That's right. Someone gets hurt. So you need to get a little tough love here.
Yeah.
Right. And clarify what's right and wrong for this person who has a trouble distinguishing.
But you know what's interesting, I had a client this morning who was even saying they left a job because the boss had some dirty work, like, you know, he basically had some unethical practices.
Right.
I've worked for somebody who was unethical also. It was a long time ago, and he at Christmas time gave me this big envelope of cash and wanted me to give it to a buyer. This was in the fashion industry, who I hadn't been able to get any business from.
Uh-huh.
And I said, I know. And I said, I can't do that. And I knew I had to leave at that point because what was ethical to him was not ethical to me. You know, clearly. I could go on about him, but let's not do that.
Is that the drunk?
No, that's a different boss.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
Yeah. That was
wow, you've had quite an array of crazy bosses.
Well, this is why I'm self-employed.
Well, this one we ended up creating a whole profile of, right? We called him the charming cheater liar.
Did we use him?
Yeah, yeah.
No, that was...
In Working With You is Killing Me.
Oh, I had him too. That's a different boss. This one is even a different one.
Wow.
Yeah, so I've had my share of...
ethically challenged people, shall
right,
we say?
Right, right. I once had a boss sent me to... do a pickup. I thought it was just an envelope. It was cocaine. I mean, that's not acceptable.
Oh, those were the good old days.
Yeah, really. It was the 80s. So anyway, I think, you know, this is what I meant when I started this podcast, that ethics are an interesting thing. People have different taste levels for what is okay and what isn't.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you have to, as a manager, manage this.
Yes, and as to also, though, if the company should also have its own ethical policies laid out, right? What's ethical and unethical?
Right.
Like, you can't drink on the premises, and you probably, there is some sort of a non-compete rule.
Yeah.
And those, if those are spelled out, then you just refer to those, and it's... And,
I mean, I think we like to think that everybody, it's common sense, that people know, but it's really not.
No.
It's not common sense. All right, I've said enough on this. You have anything else you want to say, or Logan, you want to...
No.
Okay.
I do not. Please talk to this person.
Yeah. I say let him go.
And you say let him go. Let him go.
I would
let him go.
Yeah. I don't like this. I really don't like it.
But you're going to have to line up a replacement. Someone that you will find there. No one is irreplaceable.
Right. 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 That's true. It's really true. All right. We're going to just take a quick commercial break and we'll be back with question two.
Ever feel like you or your company could use a 20-minute therapy session? Well, K-Squared has your back. Simply download a K-Talk, plug in those ear pods, or gather a group of your coworkers and feel better instantly. Well, almost. Each K-Talk covers a specific topic and costs a fraction of what a traditional therapy session would. Feeling stressed by your workload? There's a K-Talk for that. Working with someone who's done you wrong? There's a K-Talk for that. Can't ask for a raise, need a vacation, hate your boss? K-Talk, K-Talk, K-Talk. Just go to ksquaredenterprises.com and purchase the K-Talk that fits your situation. Now back to our show.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. Logan, what's question number two?
I'm facing a real dilemma. I currently have two part-time jobs. One of my employers just asked me to become a full-time employee. I'd receive full-time salary and benefits. The problem is I'd rather work full-time for the other company.
Ooh.
How do I handle the situation?
Delicately, wouldn't you say, Kevin?
No. I would go right to the company you want to work for.
Yes.
And let them know that you were just made this offer, but that you prefer to work with them and see what they do.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they might be able to match it. They might not.
Yeah.
If they can't, the question you really have to ask yourself is, you know, can I find another part-time job because I don't want to leave this place?
Yeah.
Or do I just take something because they're offering me more money? I think you have to go with what you like.
Well, there comes, that's the ethical part of this too, isn't it? Because for some people, security may be the key, right? They may feel pressured themselves personally or by family members to have salary and benefits. In which case, it may be hard to stay on the part-time track. I'm with you. I would go with the place.
Well, I also think there's a voice out there in the world that's, to me, a very patriarchal voice, which is you go for the money. You know, you go for the full-time job, and that's the responsible thing to do. And I think it's responsible to who? I mean, is it really being responsible to yourself? And, you know, you don't want to get yourself into a situation where you're one of those unhappy workers where you took a job.
Many of those unhappy workers.
Right, yeah. Right. So, you know, many jobs today are part-time, yes, or they're gigs. They're not full-time work. So right, there's a way to work around that. If this company can't give you more work, maybe they know where you can get more work,
right,
like the work you do for them. I would stay on the track of what you really like doing.
Yeah. I'm with you on this, actually. And I think the thing that the one note I wrote was pay attention to your gut.
Right.
Because the one thing that we've learned and written about, in fact, is that the culture of the place is the most important determinant of your happiness.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So if you know that you like the part-time company, that's where you're going to be happiest. This other thing will be painful, probably, in a full-time situation.
You don't know what's going to happen with that full-time job. You may lose it in a year, you know.
They could fire you 2 weeks after you say yes.
I mean, many things could happen. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think
tsunami, yes.
With the rain that's been going on the past couple days, very possible.
But you're right. Many things could happen. They could be bought out by another company and everything would change again.
Sure, sure.
Yeah, so I would say do what you love. And I definitely see people make the opposite decision. They go for that conventional wisdom, which is, you know, how do you pass up a full-time job with benefits?
Yeah. Right.
How do you pass that up? That's right, what a lot of people think.
Yeah. Right.
And I know that that is the conventional wisdom, but I've never gone for that.
Yeah, this is a hard question for anyone in this room to answer because yeah, we haven't done that. What I will say, having worked with a number of people who have done the more practical thing, is that the problem with saying yes and then continuing with a full-time job that's secure is that you end up feeling trapped. Like it becomes almost like a trap in and of itself, right? Mm-hmm. You can then don't think you can leave and do something you really love again.
I also think that you have to look at the reality of the workforce today. And a full-time job, They're becoming fewer and fewer full-time jobs that uh-huh, are fully with benefits. I mean, there are some. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's plenty of them, but there's more of this gig work, mm-hmm, and part-time work available.
Or and entrepreneurship and just working for yourself.
Right.
Become a gigameister.
Exactly. And if you're so uncomfortable with that and you own a home and a car and you've built up a lifestyle that,
yeah,
that requires that you have this job, mm-hmm, then, you know, I would just challenge you, why did you do that? But that's what a lot of people do. That is sort of, is that the American dream? I think that's the American dream. I never went for
a long commute with a lot of traffic is part of the American right, dream, as far as I know.
Road rage. And
fast food.
No,
yes,
we don't want to put that down all full-time jobs because no, a lot of our clients have them and they can be really terrific.
Oh, yeah.
But if that's not the company you want to work for, you don't have to take that job.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's what I think.
Right. And what you're saying is use even that offer as leverage for possible
right,
opportunities with the place where you really want to work.
That's right.
And see what's possible.
Right.
You think there'll be more, because this person would be approaching them and letting them know from mm-hmm, the jump that they would be much more receptive to giving them a full-time job and keeping them up?
I think that people appreciate knowing that they have an opportunity to make another offer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Whereas if you just go and say, I'm leaving because I got this offer, then you didn't give them an opportunity. And
right,
I think if you let people know how happy you are working for them
right,
and that you would prefer to work for them full-time, they might be able to give you three quarters time. They might
right,
be
mm-hmm,
able to, you know, make that a goal that you will be on in
yeah,
a couple of months. And mm-hmm, you should give them the opportunity.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's it for this show.
That is. So please tweet us your stories and your advice regarding full-time, part-time employment and other ethical dilemmas. And then join us next week for another My Crazy Office podcast. Review us on iTunes and don't forget to send your questions to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.